good.
Good. KI4Y, how's this radio sounding there, buddy?
Senior, you sound like yourself, and there ain't no background noise or anything. You are full quieting into the repeater.
I was just checking because I'm getting a little bit of static on this end. What I asked you about, I done, and it kind of works, but at the same time, it doesn't with HF. So, anyway, also, too, while I got you, that MFJ antenna tuner, is that something you got over at the house?
Don't have it here at my house. Chad has it at his house, believe it or not. Dave Watson gave it to Chad to take up to the Thermal Belt meeting and swap meet to see if he could sell it, and it's still over at Chad's at this point.
Okay, I might get up with him and get a hold of that thing. Think about just running about 300 watts once I get this amplifier back.
With you, I've got a Collins 30L1 here. It's hooked up and plugged in and ready to go, but I don't ever turn it on. If I can't make contact with 100 watts, I normally don't make it.
Yeah, I can understand that one very fully. It's just, you know, man, it's one of those invisible wall things with me, man. I want to try putting out some more wattage first before I go putting up a massive beam and such.
Well, once you put the beam up, if it's got any kind of forward gain to it whatsoever, you know, normally you don't need a whole lot of extra power behind it. Certain circumstances you do, because it, you know, maybe noise or maybe a pileup or whatnot in this nature. But it's amazing what you can do with 100 watts or less. I listen to the South Carolina single sideband net just about every day. Don't make it every day quite, but there's a guy that checks in, old Rip over in Spartanburg. He checks in with 3.5 watts. But there's another gentleman, and I can't remember who it is right off the top of my head, but he checked in from Rock Hill with 1 watt. And, I mean, he was an S9 over here with 1 watt. So I don't know what kind of antenna he's got, but it's doing a job.
Whatever works, right? Whatever you get to work. And so far, I got to tell you, I'm pretty happy with this Skyweb. I still got to climb up there and get 20 meters straight now. But, yeah, it's working pretty well right now. I'd like to get it higher in the air. That's a project for another day, and we'll see what happens there. But I got to say, Gary, I've appreciated all your help over the past couple of months here, buddy.
I'm glad to help any way we can. And tell the younger Fred that I've got his name on that window pass-through, so he don't have to worry about that. I won't let it go anywhere else.
And I'm going to sign out here and let you pass it over to him because he really needs that thing with his setup. That's about his only solution. This is KI4MRA. Giving it over to KO4NNH.
H, I was actually listening on that, Gary. I find it funny that one single watt, that's insane.
Yeah, you can, I don't know. Dave Watson was on, he was on one of the digital modes. And I don't remember what he was putting out, but it was very small. And a guy over in Europe heard him and responded. And you know, it's amazing what you can do with a little bit of power. And well, you know, if you go up to say from 100 watts, you go up to 600 watts, you gain 3 dB, and then you go on up to 1,000 watts or 1,500 watts, you don't gain but about 3 dB. So, you know, you're gaining a lot, but then you're not gaining a lot. So it's whatever works with the situation the way it is, and we'll go from there, right?
Gary, well, my dad's over here messing with the radio. I got to know, can you give me a quick signal report? He ended up turning the radio down on me.
Sounds just like it did. give me another transmission. I've got a preamp on this radio. I'm going to turn the preamp off and see if that makes any difference at all.
NNA is performing a radio test for with KI4 DOS on the 6-1 machine.
Still quieting into the repeater. Sounding good from over there in StarTech.
I can't help but giggle. He said, that just told me that's only 5 watts out of this little radio he's got. It's a old Yaesu FT-1802. I'm actually pretty impressed with it.
I've got some older radios in the closet in here that I drag out every once in a while and hook up. Some of them don't have the DTMF tone pads on the microphones and all that. They're not even in the radio. You can build a tone pad for it, but I don't have any old touch phones, you know, touch tone phones where I can build a touch pad with. I've done it before and, use that separately to put the tones and all of that stuff in, and it works and works well. But some of those radios, I mean, RF-403, it's a huge thing. It's about the size of a it's wider than a TS-2000, and it's about as deep, and it's just a big square thing. And it's got a separate, if you open the case up, it's got a receive section, and then it's got a separation in between it, and then it's got the transmit section. You could actually build a repeater out of that thing. But it's an old unit, and I got it from my father-in-law, and he couldn't keep his fingers out of it, and I'd have to line it up, and I'd do that.
Man on the mountain. Wow, that is, Dad just told me about that. I'm actually, whoa.
Some of the old 2-meter stuff, it gets pretty good size, and, you know, they ain't small anymore.
Oh, Gary, I appreciate you getting back to me on that. I'm actually, I'll get a hold of you tomorrow, probably sometime during midday, about that window pass through, but I need to go ahead and say 73 for now. I got that itch to play HF with Dad here, so I must scratch the itch.
Tell the other friend we said howdy, and y'all go on and get your radio playing done and enjoy your time off. And like I said, I'll put your name on that window pass through. It's here at the house when you get ready for it. It's you'll have to cut it to length now when you put it in your windows because it's still full length and it ain't never been cut and it's still wrapped up in plastic. So I'll put your name on it there. Look forward to seeing you again, Fred Jr. and Fred Sr. Y'all take care. Well, I know y'all are not junior and senior, but I don't know how to distinguish between the two. Don't know your middle initials, but we'll find that out one day, maybe. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you both later. KI-4-MRA and KO-4-NNH. Y'all take care over there at StarTech. KI-4-DOS, clear.
Take care, Gary. Again, thank you for all the help in the past and currently. 73 is from KI-4-MRA.
We're talking tomorrow. KO-4-NH, clear.